We now return to Unlocking Secrets for Women, a program paid for and sponsored by CDN Instructional Services. This is Unlocking Secrets for Women on CFUN, 1410 AM.
Hi, we're back. I'm Candace Newton. This is Unlocking Secrets for Women here on CFUN. We've been having an incredible conversation with two beautiful women. I was going to include myself in there. Amanda McKay from MTV Canada and my daughter Siobhan, and talking about everything from the way girls feel about themselves to the way kids pick on you in school to your own learning to love yourself, being your own best friend, right up through to sexuality in teens and choices in relationship and cementing, as we call it. And just before the break, Siobhan was just going to talk about a really interesting perspective that she had an opportunity to share as she was mediating in a situation in her school. She was pulled in and asked to mediate by the staff there. And she had a really cool perspective. And between this particular situation, these individuals were sort of having a fight over people gossiping about them. Sort of the boy thing was sort of caught in the middle of it. And there was a lot of bad feelings going on between these two girls. And you had some incredible insights to offer both of them, Siobhan, because there was sort of a physical aspect to it too, which does happen in schools. Girls do fight. Do you want to just share with us a little bit about that?
Well, these girls, like you said, they were having some issues with each other, and they weren't getting along at all, and the teachers were worried about it and were worried that what they had to say the girls wouldn't listen to. And when I had talked to the principal what I thought about the situation, because I was very neutral between the two girls, I wasn't friends with either of them, I wasn't biased at all, and he liked what I had to say so much that he wanted me to talk about it with these girls, because he thought it would have a little bit more impact on, like, coming from another peer. So basically my main topic for the whole conversation was just that there has to be a bottom level respect for anyone in, like, a school environment and anything. Like, you may not like the people you're surrounded by, you may not like the decisions they've made, and you may not like some of the moral standards that they have, but despite all of that, you have to have a level of respect for them as human beings, and that they are people with feelings, and that they can get hurt by the things that you say. And, like, in this situation in particular, it was gossip that was just going around and floating around, and one of the girls is getting really hurt by the words that had been said. And
that happens a lot in school, hey? Gossip is just terrible. Mm-hmm. It's painful.
And, like, the point I had to make was that verbal abuse, like you said, it happens all the time, and it's never taken as seriously as, let's say, physical abuse. Physical mm-hmm. abuse has always had a higher standard. But what I see it as is verbal abuse is a lot more damaging to a human than physical. Because physical, yeah, you get hit and it's over with. And you may feel a little embarrassed or whatever, but verbal abuse is taken to heart, and it can destroy someone. And that was my point in the whole conversation, was just that despite how you feel about each other, like these girls, that they had to have that level of respect for each other. They didn't have to like each other. They didn't have to get along, but they had to respect each other as human beings.
And that's an excellent point. And that actually leads into what we were going to talk about coming up in May. We're going to have a mother-daughter luncheon as a fundraiser for a domestic violence transition home in Burnaby. And we haven't secured the exact date yet, but it's just right before Mother's Day. And we haven't secured all the details, but Amanda has graciously agreed to co-MC that with us. And we're really looking forward to that. And the purpose for this, obviously, is to raise funds for the transition house. But in addition to that, I have a passion that if we can try to start to combat domestic violence at a younger age. And like Siobhan was saying, you know, I mean, it's amazing to me that we're so aware of violence and how wrong that it is. And we've still got it going on even more than ever, especially amongst teenagers. And then it's natural that they segue into these adult relationships where abuse is predominant. And I think it's obvious you don't start off a relationship that's abusive with a hit. I think the very first time you date somebody and he hits you, it's pretty obvious you don't want to be near him again. It starts off verbally, or it starts off by breaking someone down. And so part of this luncheon that we're going to do in this fundraiser is on self-esteem, and it's a sort of a mother-daughter luncheon. And what we want to talk about is dealing with domestic violence at the young age by teaching girls how to value themselves right away. And if they have that value and a sense of value for who they are, their choices are going to be different. They will pick people that also value them, and they'll be able to spot boys maybe, or relationships that that these individuals don't have value bringing into them. And, you know, domestic violence was a part of my life. I left home at 13 because of it. It's something that I, thank God, have never patterned myself after, but I've had to pull myself hard out of that to make sure, and I meant working on myself and my own self-esteem. So, you know, when you think about, you know, just briefly, Amanda, just give us, like, just sort of your thoughts for a minute on some of the violence that we hear in young girls, you know, beating each other up and this physical stuff that's going on amongst our kids.
I mean, I really agreed with what Siobhan had to say about how girls are not always as physical as guys can be when it comes to abusing one another. But like she said, emotional meanness can be even worse. I mean, if somebody is constantly telling you bad things about yourself and that equates into a distorted opinion of yourself, then those kind of negative feelings can last a lot longer than a black eye. And I think it's important to remember that girls and boys are going to treat you the way that you allow yourself to be treated. So once you get that, you know, mm-hmm. level of self-respect and self-worth, then that's going to stop happening.
And I think it will, you know, I mean, not trying to be idealistic, but I think it will start to combat if we get it from the roots up and we start to teach girls this self-esteem and self-value. And like Siobhan said, you don't have to like everybody, but there's a universal respect for human beings. I can tell you that. I tell my girls this. There's nowhere in the world that you can go where it's okay to murder another human being, ever. Doesn't matter what their value system is of their country. Doesn't matter what their moral, you know, Judeo sort of Christian traditional values are, even if they don't have that in there. There is no place in the world where you can ever get away with murder. And it's because there is something about human life that's powerful and valuable. And it just goes without saying that if we learn to appreciate and value human life for what it is, then we build on that basis and we learn, look, she may not be a nice girl and you may not be like the way she's talking to you, but what does it say about you as a person if you mistreat them? You're saying you don't recognize value in yourself or in somebody else. And I think that's sort of talking about, we've got a segment coming up in a little while on bullying. And we've actually got a 14-year-old boy who was a bully, or he's 15 now, and he's going to talk about his story about bullying and what was wrong inside of him. Because I think that's the core, right? What's wrong. And in building self-esteem in girls, you know, getting even girls to take responsibility for building themselves up is part of that healing process that will make them make better choices in relationships as they get older. And I just want to take the time to thank both of you for being here today. This is an incredible conversation. I want everyone out there listening to know that if you want someone else to hear this message, we do download these shows onto the internet at www.unlockingsecrets.com. We have Amanda's link there. Amanda's got an interesting link that links directly to Select TV, and as well as MTV Canada. Thank you, Amanda, for coming in today and being a part of this really deep and sensitive topic on self-esteem in girls.
Thank you very much for having me.
And Siobhan, of course, I love you.
Yeah.
You're a great kid. I wish I was as awesome as you at 18.
I know.
I wasn't making great choices. I just want to thank Leilani Kopp for, again, Sweet Leilani Cosmetics. Leilani has a program called Face the Future, where 15% of her cosmetics is donated to the Vancouver Burn Unit. She loves to help those that have survived tragedy and difficulty. Leilani has her own makeup and cosmetic line. You can get it at www.sweetleilani.com, and it'll be in stores across BC and Canada very, very shortly. And I just want to mention that next week we're doing a subject that I'm really interested in, and that is called varicose veins. How to deal with these ugly varicose veins. And we'll have Dr. Jack Pacey here from Falls Creek Surgical, who's going to talk to us about varicose veins on the first segment of the show. And the second segment of the show will be on teen pregnancy, which is very important. I'm going to talk about my own story, and we're going to talk about some organizations that are out there to help those teen moms and parents in general to deal with that really big issue out here. I just want to direct everyone to the website after the chat, www.unlockingsecrets.com. We always have a chat at about 3:45 till about 4:30, and we have a page on there called For Teens Only, and it's got information that you might be interested in. Parents, you might want to look at it first. I want to respect different parents' values and just make sure that whatever their kids are viewing is approved by them. And I want to thank everyone for joining us here today on Unlocking Secrets, and we're looking forward to talking with everyone today, and Amanda, seeing you in co-emceeing our event in May.
Great.
All right, thanks a lot, and this is Candace Newton from 1410 CFUN.
You're listening to Unlocking Secrets for Women on CFUN, 1410 AM.